Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Let me set the stage and we're going to go right to the people. So if you're looking for other topics, Odyssey.com Rewind, Tigers. Are we not optimistic enough saying they're a 90-win team? Rico says, we need more. I'm not ready to go there, but it's a good conversation. We did discuss Michigan self-imposing, kind of sorted it out for you. June 6th and 7th will be the most important days. That's the Committee on Infractions. And whatever you self-impose, it doesn't matter. The NCAA doesn't have to accept that. Also, this is for a level 2 violation, not the 6 level 1s. So it's kind of a nothing burger today. But the idea that Chiron is suspended, but for games 3 and 4, not 1 and 2, I if you don't laugh, you cry. That's it's bad. Hey, can you not ground me on Friday night? I've got big plans. So
Saturday, I'm all yours.
It's all there for you. But what we started, and people really flocked to it, was, okay, the playoffs are moving on. And the Pistons aren't a part of it. You've had the weekend to process. What do you want to do? And I think there's just two pathways. It's a fork in the road. You can say, hey, bring the band back together. I want to bring Malik back. I want to bring Hardaway back. I want to extend Duren. If you do that, you're an over-the-cap team that has no shot of winning a championship. So you need to be careful who stays, who goes. Or there's the other mindset. Proof of life, we did this, it's time. The East is going to look completely different next year. And I think with the right move, the Pistons are a top 3 team in the East. I'm option B. Now, I'm not married to any one player. I've just used a player who to me is infinitely available. It's risk it biscuit. If this works, you're getting a guy that's 27, 10, and 5 and is one of the most efficient players in the sport. When healthy, Zion Williamson. If you don't like that, that's okay. It's about the principle. Don't get lost in the specific. But like if I took Tobias and Ron Holland and a couple picks, or if I took Tobias and Fontecchio and a couple more picks, the money matches. He's making $36 million, and all of a sudden, look at your starting five. Ivy, Cade, maybe you bring Beasley back. Zion, Duren. So I just, guys, what do you want to do? Rico wants to be a little, well, let me do that. You said you agree with me, but you're right. Doing a PSA for the people.
I don't think that they're going to go big splash. I don't think they're going to go out and go and break this team up. I think they'll go more of the free agent route and try to bring in some more people and say, hey, JB, go in there and do what you did last year. Make these players better players, and we'll add and we'll try to find a power forward center type that we can mix in this team and maybe find, you know. And Jaden Ivey, I think, is also the key. keep him healthy. Let me see what you can do with him. Because maybe the answer is Jaden Ivey's the guy who should be handling the ball, means less turnovers for Cade, and Cade can set up his shot.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? We'll go to the people right now. You want the other stuff? It's there for you. We'll go to Garrett, 97.1. Garrett, what's going on, pal?
Mike, I'm doing all right, man. Just heading out of town. Just heading out of town for the week for work. But hey, I wanted to jump in real quick on this Pistons thing.
Sure.
First off, about the Tigers, I don't think you're far-fetched at all about it. The fact that they're playing the ball, they are, the injuries that are mounting, I do kind of a little bit worry when those guys do get back and healthy. But, you know, we'll worry about that when we get there, when we get towards June and July. But, you know, getting on your Pistons thing, Mike, I think one of the things that I wanted to bring up was your proposal. And I think I'm on board with you. I've always told my friends and, you know, whatnot that are all Piston fans, I need two guys here, put around Cade. If you extend Duren, which I'm all for, you got to move Stewart out. And I know that people may not like that, but honestly, it's either or. And, you know, Jalen Duren fits more of a modern-day NBA center bod anyways. So I'd rather much have that player locked in, the chemistry him and Cade have. Really, then the question becomes, if you do extend somebody, what kind of money comes in and out? And again, I'm only offering an extension to JD and into Beasley. And the other guys, I could probably find league-level players that can either fit what they're trying to do or get creative, like you said, and maybe make a couple moves and, you know, get rid of some guys. Because, I mean, Ron Holland and Nassar are relatively the same player. I mean, I really don't know if Ron Holland is going to last year all that long anyways. I think Nassar, if he can get better shooting-wise, at least has a future in this league because he's so elite defensively. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I would position myself. And those two players, Mike, I have no idea because I'm not a ball guy. I know you are. So by all means, if you've got two guys that you think would fit well, you know, please interject and let me know. I just think that I'm more on that boat. I want them to add guys around Cade that are going to be, you know, contributing plus players, high win share, guys that are going to be able to do it all for this team and get them over the hump.
Yeah, Garrett, here's the way I'll answer it. Enrico, I want your take on this because for me, I think this is what the difficult part of the job is for Trajan Langdon. You have to identify your own just as much as you have to identify your pro scouting around the league. So it would really come down, Garrett, to, all right, between Assur and Ron Holland, who's the winning horse? Who's the guy I'm betting on that I must keep in-house? And then the other guy has to go, and you have to be right. So, Garrett, I don't know that answer. I would tell you I'd be more hesitant to trade Holland because I think he just has a massive offensive upside.
Right there. You can just stop.
Okay.
Because he can score points, that's why. I mean, Assur, great defensive player, but eventually you saw he was a liability on the court at the end of games. They had to take him out of games. Even though he was able to do great things against Brunson, yeah, we kind of need you to score some points too if the ball comes to you.
In an ideal world, your starting five would be Ivy, Cade, Ron Holland, Zion, Duren. In an ideal world. Or swap Holland out, sixth man because he's still young, put Beasley in there for the three-point shooting. Look, it really is about fit, and it's about, okay, I drafted these players, but I can't be seduced into this. Right. And look, Ivy's going to be extension eligible. There's your problem.
And I think Beasley is one they will be seduced by because they're going to look at what he did and say, you know what, he played well here in Detroit. Maybe we found our guy.
At the right price, I'll agree with you. But the problem is, and again, Bobby Marks, it's you can go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's a great video. It's an off-season cap breakdown for this team. If he signs above that mid-level, it triggers a bunch of NBA, CBA mm-hmm. cap nonsense. So this is the issue. Do you want to be here? I'm going to need you to take a little less. This is where it's an issue too, Rico.
They give him a little term.
You can't be paying your backup center $15 million a year.
And
you can't pay Fontecchio $9 million.
I would have never signed.
You can't pay Tobias $26 million.
No.
So this is my point.
I think Tobias is the key that if you could get somebody to say, you know what, he would fit in our lineup and we can use him. Then you can make a trade because my biggest worry is, do you have something that other teams will say, yeah, that's a fair trade. We'll take that person.
Here's what you're getting with Tobias if you're trading for him. A team is going to be resetting. He only has 1 year left in his deal.
Right.
And that's
right.
What the team
and
is getting.
And it's $26 million when you're required. Like, for instance, just the Zion example, he's 36. So 26 point something from Tobias call it 9 from Fontecchio, you're there.
Correct.
Then everything else you're giving them is cash money. It's picks. It's young, cheap players. Hell, if you traded Holland, not saying I would, he's 8.5.
Yeah, so now they reset their cap in a year. They have draft picks.
Because the other thing is, guys, I want to buy distressed assets. I don't want to, like, 8 hours today I've had to listen to fantasy boner radio of, oh, let's get Zion. Sweet. You enjoy that conversation.
You mean Giannis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
I only know one idiot who said get Zion.
Me.
I'm kidding.
No, but at least I'm living in the real world where, like, you think Giannis, who will be approached by he'll be approached by the Clippers, he'll be approached by Houston, he'll be approached by Miami. You think he's coming to Detroit? You think Milwaukee's trading him in division? And then, by the way, it would be the exact type of deal that Rico Beard has warned you don't want to do. Because then you become the Suns. Mm-hmm. Giannis, here's the ask. Durin, Assor, Holland, 5 first-round picks in the Gordie Howe. You're not doing that.
Or they may just walk in and say, okay, throw Cade in there, and we'll make the trade.
But we have a Greek town, guys. We're going to get them.
It's an outstanding block.
I'm leaving all of this alone. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls coming up next. 97.1.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the calls as well. What do you got?
No to Zion. I want no parts of Zion or Bridges. Please, God, no. Rather have Markkanen, and I'm not a real fan of him either.
Okay, time out.
You don't want anybody.
No, but that's typical Detroiter. No one's good enough for us. But understand, I like Markkanen too. However, not a tough guy. So I know some of you will never like him. You'll probably run him out of town like Grant Hill. But second of all, he's going to cost you 3x what Zion cost you. Just understand what you're getting into. Markkanen, dealing with Danny Ainge, it's like a hostage situation. So you're fine. I'm trying to get you the most bang for your buck. And I'm trying to do something where a guy's infinitely available. The Markkanen thing, good luck dealing with Ainge, man. And he used to run my team. I know a thing or two about how that guy operates. Go ahead.
The Hawks made a big move trading for DeJounte Murray. How'd that work out for them? You have to be very careful about star chase.
Yeah, you can really predict a guy tearing his Achilles. The Hawks also decided to reinvest in the whole team after 2021 and keep the whole band together, and they only went and got Murray once they got seduced into keeping their own people. Then they had to go out and make a big move.
You know, you're Wyatt Langford. Is that Tyrese Halliburton for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you just can't let that go.
I know.
You're having a hard time looking at those highlights right now.
Because we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't have Kate.
That's true. We don't know that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying probably.
They may have still have been a bad team, and you would have been in the lottery, and David would have prayed.
I wouldn't have had to pray. We would have had Tyrese. I wouldn't have had to pray.
No, go ahead. You just wouldn't have had some guy who's not in the league anymore.
They're not going to make a splash, just like the Tigers didn't make a splash last year, and it's going to work out just fine. Give young players a little bit of time to develop. That's how you get better.
Yeah, no, it's not. But thanks for playing. Appreciate it. Like, let me ask you a question. Did the Celtics sit around with Jaylen Brown and Tatum? They acquired Isaiah. They acquired Al Horford. They acquired Gordon Hayward, complete with both ankles, before he snapped his leg in half. Then they decided, okay, not good enough. We're going to go trade for Kyrie. Then they went out and got KP. Then they went out and got Drew Holiday. Did they? I will ask you again, did they sit and wait? You don't know what you're talking about. Sit this one out, Spank. Because I get tired of this in this town. Everything is just, well, let it marinate. Every sport is different. And the NBA, well, you know, the Thunder decided to stay patient. The Thunder have a cachet of 800 first-round picks. They also acquired SGA in a robbery. Like, I'm sorry, but like, it just, you gotta stop with this. The NBA requires a certain level of talent. Mm-hmm. You're going to see this week what you have to measure to. In what world, in the next year or two, do you believe Ausar Thompson, Ron Holland, Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, all these players are going to develop to a point where you're taking on these teams? Not the New York Knicks, these teams. Right. So I just, guys, I'm not telling you to sell the farm, and I'm very excited about what you built. What I'm trying to do is position you to be a top three team in the East next year while still having unbelievable upside.
And I guess for me, I need, this will be that summer where Trajan shows me the type of ball that he does. If he does anything like he did in the past, I don't expect that gigantic move. I look at him to say, okay, you know what? Going to do a little money ball. Let me find that person who'll fit here.
Oh, God.
And we can develop.
Okay. My point to you, I'll say this one last time. I root for a team where it's championship or death. The Celtics took, twice now, in recent history, took the most popular player on the team, shot him in the head, and traded him. Isaiah Thomas was the toast of the town. He played the day his sister died. He was an amazing Boston Celtic. Traded. Marcus Smart was the heart and soul of the team. Traded. I don't want feelings. I want cold-blooded serial killer. That's what I want. Oh, but he's a fan favorite. See it. Out. That's what it takes. You people and your feelings.
I do have one more here. Someone's asking, what about Jaren Jackson Jr. this offseason?
Where do I sign? Memphis is never getting rid of him. He's a defensive player of the year, an all-star, a unicorn.
He's due an extension this offseason.
And they'll pay him.
Yeah. Right, unless all of a sudden they just say, we're just going to just hit the reset button. We're going to get rid of Ja and just get rid of everybody.
I'd give up everything. Give up the roof to LCA, including the LED one we didn't get. Whatever you want.
So we're now playing with no roof.
Open air basketball.
There's the district.
You think you're a tough town? Tip off 48 degrees.
What about a $200 gift certificate to Houston's?
There it is. It's opening. I'm promising.
All right.
Let's go to Chris. 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm all for domeless basketball in January. It's a great idea.
We're tough here.
Nothing
grit.
Better than Isaiah Stewart starting fights in a starter jacket like it was 1994 out there. So, but I'm on your train, Mike. I'm on the Zion train, and there's a couple reasons behind it. And my belief is, if it pays off, he has the highest ceiling of anybody you can trade for, and currently he has the lowest price.
Correct.
I mean, you talked about JJJ. That guy's going to be in the honest tier. I'm not paying three current prospects and four first-round picks and probably my firstborn. Like, that's what it's going to take to get those kind of guys.
That's right.
This is the other thing I'd say is this. What alpha player has Zion played with in the NBA? I don't think there's really one. I mean, maybe Brandon Ingram. I don't consider him an alpha.
Yeah, I mean, I like C.J. McCollum. I think, look, they've tried it down there. I just go back to...
They're not Cade.
No,
and that's what I'm trying to say, is Cade is a true alpha. And Zion, to me, feels like one of those players, when they step into an arena on a team with a true alpha, they get their stuff in order. They play to their potential. They actually listen when they get yelled at by another player like that.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. And I want to make sure, Chris, I say this so people, you know, don't freak out. If Trajan Langdon decides he don't want Zion, I'm not going to say a word about it because no one knows him more. He comes from New Orleans.
100%.
Versus if he says I do, well, then
I got to trust him.
You got to let him cook, right?
Yeah.
And guys, you have mentioned one little thing. I've been doing a lot of reading. I'm really excited for this day to come because I've been reading about this for a couple weeks. And I think there's an angle that nobody's talking about, and that's using Tim Hardaway Jr. Because we own his bird rights. And owning his bird rights means we can re-sign him to a $20 million contract. That's important only for the money. You put him, Fontecchio, pick Osar or Ron, you hit Zion's number. You're still allowed to hold on to Tobias Harris, which is fine because – he'll be whatever your extensions are. That right there is probably the best team we can put out there. I'll gladly throw two first-round picks on that.
Yeah, and again, if you plan on being good, Chris, those first-round picks don't mean a damn thing. This league is F them picks. Les Snead may as well be the commissioner of the NBA because if you're not picking in the top three, top five, no one cares.
And depending on the year, top two. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, the way this is going with NIL and how college hoops is, a lot of these they don't even know how to play. Yeah, Cooper Flagg will be a beast from day one, but who else? I mean, you're sitting here right now. Hey, one thing
guys from Rutgers.
Oh, Ace Bailey and Numbnuts. Yeah. What is it? Harper. Sorry. I should have been able to come up with Harper. Apologies. Okay. David, go ahead.
It's not like his dad did anything.
Apologies?
I think they're going to kick the can to next offseason and see what they have in Thompson, Holland, etc. before deciding if they need to make a splash. Not sure if I agree with that, but I get it. James in Sylvania.
Yeah, you can do it. I'm just warning you that if you kick the can and you retain your people, you have no cap. And that's, you don't want to be a team that's over the luxury tax and has no window to win a title.
Yeah, because that means you're selling off pieces down the road.
So my thing would be, before we make commitments to Durin and Ivy, or, oh, we got to run to bring Beasley back, think for a second and go, okay, what if there's another option? Yeah, I would love Donatas Sabonis. I don't know that he's available yet. He's got to have his big summit meeting with the Kings.
Right, and I'd love Jaren Jackson Jr. Not happening.
Trade anyone not named Cade, Thompson, or Durin. Okay.
Listen, I'm not mad at anybody who says I love Ausar, but he better be in the gym this summer and shoot 5,000 3-pointers a day.
I don't think that's ever going to develop.
I don't know what to tell you. He best do it.
No, because I'm sitting there watching the Rockets like, why can't you do that?
He's not the same person.
He is. He flew out to Houston.
Listen, there was a time.
He's moonlighting.
There was a time where Jason Kidd was called Ason Kidd. He worked himself into a reliable shooter.
I know, but when you can actually look at a guy who looks just like him, it's like, he just goes to the basket with ease and scores like a sword. Why can't you be like, amen?
I didn't know that about Jason Kidd. That's very funny.
Yeah. He couldn't. He was like Rajon Rondo when he first came into the league. Couldn't shoot, Kenny. Not at all.
Ace and Kidd.
Because he got no J.
He was the assist guy.
Mm-hmm. It's got to happen. The problem is you end up missing your window. And we'll see. Look, I'm thrilled with what they've done. I just hate when we do this cliche Detroit thing. Oh, we'll just develop everybody. It'll all be okay. Like, what are we doing here? That's not how the NBA works.
No.
Not that I've checked.
It's got to be our type of guy, Mike.
Okay, then. All right, David, couple of ticket texts, and we will get it rolling. Rieger is here and ready to do business.
Someone says, forget Zion. I would pay Naz Reid, overpay if you have to. We have the room to do it this offseason. First thing needs to be done is, what is Ivy's role? If he's not the primary point guard with Cade off ball, then he needs to be traded. Another person says, I would not trade one single draft pick away for Zion. What has he shown that should suggest the Pistons do that?
Yeah, that when he's healthy, he's 27-8-6, and by metric, the most efficient scorer in the league. But outside of that, you're right. He's just a lard-ass POS. I, you know what, guys? I'm going to get you Larry Bird in his effing prime, okay? Short Larry Bird. That's what I'm going to deliver for you. Like, I'm sorry I brought up a name that is actually on the block that is a risk reward. You know what? Why don't we go trade for SGA? We'll put him in the backcourt with Cade. Let me make that call to Sam Presti. I'll let you know how it goes. No, I'm not done. You people have a real problem. Okay? You have a real problem. You got a mental block. Because I've dealt with this for 20 years in this town. This town is the height of insecurity. You say you're the biggest, baddest bull on the block, but you act like chihuahuas. Oh, and by the way, no player's good enough to play here. Even though you cry about no one wanting to be here. Fine. You're right. No one's good enough to be here. Do it your way. I remember doing shows. People thought they could get KG for Rip. Mm-hmm. Kobe for Numbnuts.
Amir Johnson.
Thank you. Like, you know what? Fine, guys. I'll tell you what. We'll do what the other shows do. We'll do a bunch of fantasy beanbag radio. Giannis. Yep, you can get him for a first and a Coney. There you go. 248. I get upset because it's like I try to live in the real world.
We overvalue everybody here, and if you're not one of our guys, yeah. Right. But if you are, you're first ballot Hall of Famer.
If Giannis were perfect, he'd never be on the block. Okay? Now look, if Donatas Sabonis says I want out of Sacramento, I would pay more and put him above Zion. That has not happened yet. I've given you the pluses and minuses of Lauri Markkanen. I'm not married to the one name, but if you want something relatively cheap, in quotes, shorter term, 3 years, and could, if this works, could vault you to be a top three team in the East next year, well, there's your option. Or you can bleep all over it. Let me make a phone call. I'll get you Kevin McHale in his prime.
I was about to say, or if you just want the one-year option, you can take Rieger's guy of Durant.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. I heard
you
Mike
cannot win with a balding superstar.
I know.
It can't happen.
Wojo feels the same way.
Your people, Rieger.
Me, Durant, and Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, why
would you want a 35-year-old Kevin Durant who's a loser?
He's actually going to be 36.
You don't want him here.
But we're going to explain 6 o'clock.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's a conversation. That's not a move you need to make.
Listen, I hear you a lot. I brought it up over the
100%
weekend.
100% correct, Michael.
50-50. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know Wojo's his biggest fan, so we're going to talk about it.
Why do you only want bald guys or fat guys? Trae Young, Kevin Durant, and Zion.
Is Trae Young fat?
No,
he's bald.
He's bald.
You know,
he
said,
he looks better.
Yeah. Or.
His hair looks better, doesn't it, Trae Young?
No.
It looks a little better.
Better than
I feel.
What? A mop?
I mean, than it used to be. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why don't these guys just shave their damn heads? I mean, Mike shaved his head for no reason. He's got a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Remember
but
that?
Yeah, yeah. But it was very convenient.
Honestly, I thought he was balding, and then he took off his hat one day, and I was like, why did you shave your head?
I just felt like it.
Exactly.
Did you lose a bet?
No, I just didn't care.
Woke up one morning and choose violence.
Tried something different. Yeah.
He was going through a stage. You don't need a little variety. Uh-huh. Like, don't you think Thibodeau, his body language would get less aggressive and less tense if he just shaved that little stupid patch on his
head? Honest to God, I blame you, Michael.
Why is that?
He talks about Thibodeau every single show.
Because it's offensive.
I'm sorry.
It's offensive to me. To us follically challenged people.
It was funny the first 4,000 times. Trust it from someone who never beats a bit to death, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do.
You go to Little Caesars Arena and people are like, hey, Wojo, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So Pistons, KD.
Michigan, Tigers.
You going to break down the Met Gala?
Yeah.
No.
The Met Gala. Oh, no, thank God you're on board with the anti-KD thing because this little monster over here is going to have to be sedated.
That's not a move you make if you're the Pistons. He doesn't fit the culture.
No.
He doesn't fit your window. No.
1 year? No. 50 no. million?
Now, if you're.
Million, actually.
Look, if you're Houston or if you're the Knicks and you have a shorter window, then you can go there. That's not what I want for the Pistons. Pistons are set up to be really good.
The Rockets looked pretty doggish last night, I got to say.
Where are all those Jalen Green floaters?
That's a fair point.
He's been brutal in the playoffs, with the exception of the one game.
One game he scored 38. Yeah,
and the rest he struggled 15. To get double digits.
Where are all those truthers, Rico? Probably don't want to go out there and, you know, taunt the Warriors.
I'm not sure what you guys are talking about, because
that did not age well. The whole Warriors come out and play.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't believe in Cade after missing that shot in game 4.
Yeah, I have a name for those people. Shot. Idiots.
Yeah. But kind of wish he made that shot.
All right. They're coming up next.
We might be playing basketball against the Celtics today.
Just
that'd be cool.
Saying.
You wouldn't want that. You're better off. Go to Cancun.
Yeah.
You don't want what the Celtics
I would
want to
see it. Come on. Do you think the Pistons could have taken a game?
No.
A game.
Lead for one half.
Unless the Celtics decided they were bored. No, you had no chance.
Do you know what lead in a quarter, Woj.
Do you know what the Celtics
just
are?
Just one quarter.
Hold on. The first series 15. Price. What do you think the Celtics series price is against the Knicks?
Hold on.
Minus 264.
I'm going to go higher than that. Minus 380.
Minus 900.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
I don't make the news. I just report it.
It's minus 900?
Did they watch Brunson against the Pistons?
So what is it for the Knicks to win the series? Plus what?
Plus 680 or something. It's ridiculous.
So minus 900. Hey.
By the way, we have confirmation.
To the side of the road.
We have confirmation. Someone has recovered Asur Thompson from his power slide out of the arena.
Oh, no. And I like people that tried to pretend like he got shoved.
Please stay to the right for my cruise. Asur Thompson's in a ditch.
I thought he did, Wojo, the way he fell. I'm like,
in your car.
I'm like, did he just pull a Byron Russell and shove him out the... No, he didn't.
Woodward Avenue's blocked. Asur Thompson is still power sliding.
Oh, no.
All right.
He was happy after the game.
I checked my cameras, and I saw him still sliding.
You can't do that. He had a good series.
He did. It's just that moment. It was just...
That will see forever and ever and ever.
Once again, ask Byron Russell or who was the Cleveland Cavalier?
Oh, Craig Elo?
Ask the Midday aficionados if that three-pointer was ethical enough for them.
Oh. No, the better play was that under the basket, whoop-de-doo,
unethical.
But certain things, like ask Tyronn Lue, you got stepped over.
Did you hear Brunson on this podcast?
Okay.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.